Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyways, this is pretty much Lagos doing his thing. I hear my guy T. T and T. Anyways, it's been a lovely time. You guys check out his podcast. Like, I heard he's rated number one in Africa now. Check it out and get to know why. One love.
I have one of the most interesting and most controversial men on the internet on my couch. And from the brief conversation that we've had behind the scenes, I know that it's going to be a mad episode. Please put your hands together for Pretty Mike in the building. Oh, yeah. Pretty Mike!
Yo.
What's with this drama where you give me this early morning regarding this building? I thought it was a yellow building opposite a construction site.
Right. And then I came out and I saw a cream building. All right, I went to the yellow building that was, and then I mean, made a fool of myself.
No, but this is you cream and yellow. What's the difference?
You mad? This is yellow.
Or this is, but which house you don't see the paint this color?
But you don't see them.
No, but which house you don't see?
You don't carry this thing outside again.
I'm not arguing because I don't think you're ready to argue with me from that small.
It's not even that. I just like certain things to be peculiar.
Yeah,
means identify because it's for tomorrow. You can make that mistake or for someone else. And I don't think it's your fault. I think it's your producer's fault, Tola.
Yeah, let's blame my producer. Thank you so much for correcting me.
Yeah.
Tola, I hope that you can hear that. Mm. You are messed up.
Yeah.
So great to see you. I think it's the first time I actually have any conversation. We always see and say hi. Yeah. And
we vibe well. Yeah. Our vibing is 100-100. Yeah. We haven't had like a lengthy conversation.
Yeah, so interesting. But I remember the first time that I actually saw you was at your club in Uno.
Okay.
Ikeja, this was 2013.
I mean, you were still probably in the two and
scared. I think you knew us. Right? We're a group of kids
right,
who used to hang around Uno.
Right.
I'm not going to mention the rest of us, but I think Chloe was among that. That fold. This was me. I was 17.
Yeah,
at the time. And we were, I just realized how small we were when we used to come to the club. I see how you used to look at us like these kids. Now that I'm thinking about it, I realize why you were looking at us like that. Like, who are these children?
Well, I think for me, I just enjoy having, or at least try to make groups of people happy and around me, because that's by the only way you can grow. That's the only way to promote your business. You need a team. You need people that, you just need different sectors of people around you.
Yeah.
In whatever business it is that you do to help you move on to the next level. And it's funny how you said 2013.
Yeah.
And I can tell you from 2013 to 2021 now, every year for me has been a hit back to back to back. And I mean,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, I've not faded off. Figures are trying to bench me.
I like this energy, but it's so interesting because I don't know who's trying to bench you, but I remember that time Uno was a thing.
Right.
Uno was a whole thing. The way we have all the popular clubs now.
Right.
And Ikeja was a spot, right? You were running the game there.
Right.
Fast forward, after a few years, we stopped going to Uno. I mean, people still go to Uno, right?
Sure.
But you got the name Pretty Mike of Uno because of how popular Uno was.
Right, right.
How did you manage the transition from what Uno was and you now being Pretty Mike, who hosts like different amazing events, and you have really, I mean, it started off as a club promoter and owner of a club, but now you're now this Pretty Mike. How did you deal with that transition? How did you manage to stay afloat year after year and ensure that we're not going to take you out of the market?
I think consistency is important. Most of the people that have been in this business with me as far back as I started 2009,
yeah,
probably not in the business any longer. You know, so, and then for me to still be here, same energy, if not more, you just have to keep making yourself relevant.
Yeah.
It's important. And as a businessman, because that's what I want everybody to identify me as. Because everybody has called me all kinds of stuff. But I tell people that I'm a businessman first, before anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whether I'm doing an event, or I'm partnering with friends or family to own a club or a lounge or a restaurant, or I'm just having fun on Instagram, it's important that they should know that this young man is a businessman and he's just catering for his personal needs, his family, and the people surrounding.
Amazing. You're indeed a businessman. I'm very curious about the Uno story. Tell me about how Uno started, how you managed to keep it like the number one club on.
We started way back. It started at Q Club and we did renovation and of course reinvented and came up with the name Uno.
That club was called Q Club.
Q Club.
What year was Q Club in existence?
Q Club ran probably 2008 to 2012.
Yeah.
Thereabouts. And we shut down, we came up with Uno. And that name Uno was gotten from numero uno, meaning number one in Spanish, I think. Yeah.
Right.
So that was just it. Club One. Club Uno. And one of the marketing strategies I had back then was to try and bring the creme de la creme girls to the club. Because I believe wherever the, well, sought after girls are, the guys would come looking.
Move this a bit, sorry.
Yeah, the guys would come looking. Right. Yeah. So, for me, it was just trying to bring the finest girls, hottest girls to the club and having the guys come look for them. Right.
Right.
Right. So that was just pretty much the format, and it clicked. It worked. We did a lot of parties, a lot of birthday parties. We had a lot of, initiatives or, you know, for the girls and the guys. And for me coming from the US, then customer service mattered a lot to me. So, it's important you take care of people, make sure they're happy so they can be able to come back. Nowadays, people don't do that.
Yeah.
They just want to fight you and collect whatever money they can collect from you and then move on, which is why I still believe I have a large followership of my friends, my core friends that have partied with me over the years. Whenever I'm doing something, they still want to come because I know, you know what, pretty much king of vibes.
Amazing. So like, at the time when you were running clubs, like your club in Ikeja, were island clubs a thing?
Yeah. We had Rehab back then. We had Movida. We had, those were the two number one.
On the island.
On the island.
But I think that your club was really popping back then.
Yes.
So the people used to come all the way from?
People used to come all the way from Abramardosa. It was that. Yes. Everyone. Before I knew what Abramardosa was, or how far it was.
Yeah.
And so at some point or at a particular year, our club was number one in Nigeria.
Really?
In regardless of the clubs on the island. So people from the island used to come down to the mainland just to see this magic that was happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a year of BlackBerry, so the marketing was different. It's not now that social media has helped.
Wild.
You know, so they're actually coming. I have quite a number of people that I would say learn from me or that I consulted for or try to tell them or teach them how to go about the nightclub business over the years. But I mean, that's that. I mean, that for me, that's like old story. Pretty Mike now is the Pretty Mike that, one, can be forgotten. I'm not ready to hang my boots up just yet. Because yeah. they'd be like, you've been in the business for so long. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, nah, don't worry. I'm not ready to give up just
yet. You're in the U.S.?
Yes, yes, yes.
Were you in the business in the U.S. already?
Yes, of course. We threw the craziest parties in college. It was... If you didn't come to my party, and I had the craziest girls, the wildest girls, the girls that could do just about anything, and the finest. So it was, when I came back to Nigeria, of course, we all came back trying to see how we can help the country and get a good job and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Try to get a job. I'm like, no, they can't even pay me enough. And I guess it's the evil blood in me. I figured, you know what? I had to start up a business or be a business owner for me to be able to make the kind of money I want to make and to have the kind of time I want to have.
Yeah. So, I mean, lifestyle and nightlife became that right. thing for you.
Right.
Has it always been a thing that you really liked? And you also mentioned a lot of, about women and how women bring men to the club. Are they like a factor? Women have to be part of nightlife. Are they major part of nightlife?
Yeah. Major part.
How so?
In fact, I think it's the number one factor in any nightclub or in any nightlife business. Of course, there's this, I don't want to use it as a stereotype, but I mean, the fact.
Mm.
The money spenders are the guys.
Yeah.
So even the women that do spend money is probably 1%. So if the money spenders are the guys, what makes them spend?
The presence of women.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to come spend because my guy is there. Or I'm not going to come to a club where it's just my guys and we start spending money. So there has to be a driving factor. There has to be something that will...
But are we saying that all the men that come to the club, they just don't just want to hang out with their guys as far?
Yeah.
I know that women pull in men.
Don't get me wrong.
Mm.
They do. Sometimes I go out with my male friends and I'm not interested in any lady at all. I just want to chill, have a good vibe. Time. But that's me. What about your guys?
True.
Exactly. So there is no 10 guys that go out and say they want to vibe to themselves. Or like the ladies. Girls can do ladies' night out.
Yeah.
There's no guys' night out without a lady involved in it. It's not gonna work.
What do you think is pressure from? Don't guys just want to hang out as guys? Do you? I mean,
I can't see. It has never happened. I don't think you have done it. In as much as we all have a lot of male friends, mm-hmm. I don't think 5 guys have decided to go out to the nightclub just to vibe with themselves ever in the history of mankind.
You'd be labeled something else,
right? Exactly. You know, even when it is what it is, mm-hmm. it's not publicly done. It's like my real vibe in the house and play music.
But why though? Because women can dress up and be doing girls' night. They will have a great time. They don't even want men to be around. If you see when babes they hang out, they don't even want men. They just buy the Hennessy and drink whatever they like, and they're good. Why can't it be the same for guys?
The same for guys because
even the guys will be uncomfortable. Say, exactly. We all the babes.
Right. Exactly. I think it's just one, society; two, how we grew up. It's already our mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, women can have a great time by themselves and have a really great time, but guys can't. There's this macho thing.
Do you know, if I met a lot of guys who say that if women didn't exist, they probably don't need to make money.
Yes. It's a driving factor.
Especially in Nigeria, right?
All across the world.
No, but I think it's more prevalent in Nigeria because I know of guys who actually started getting on their grind because maybe a woman said no to them.
Right.
Or they have some guys go say, Papa, now woman will kill me. I don't like woman. Right, right. Woman, what I like, I need money.
Right. It's a driving factor. And I think just to go biblical, I think God realized that if he didn't create women, men in general will be lazy. Yeah.
Preach to me, my brother.
Right. So it's a thing of even, I think he created the female version to keep guys on their toes, right? Of course, he made us stronger, right?
Yeah.
But in as much as he said or he claimed that, oh, we need help and made the lady the helper.
Mm.
Trust me, whoever wrote the Bible skipped out the part that says he's also creating the ladies to keep men on their toes and make them a better person.
That?
Yeah. And
so you don't believe the helper part?
The helper part is part. It wasn't right. Just that, because they made it look like it's just the helper part.
Yeah.
Which is a male thing. That's what we use in taking advantage of the ladies. But forgetting the fact that he also made the ladies to keep the man on his toes, keep him productive, keep him, you know, it's a energy factor.
Yeah.
The man that was writing that thing deleted that part.
I don't think so. The Bible is complete. Let's not get into it.
No. We can get into the Bible now. Hold on. I'm not the type that doesn't like to discuss religion.
I don't like to get into it.
I'll tell you what, but let's understand this. Okay. Right? And because we're adults.
Yeah.
And we are learning every day.
Mm.
I don't want anybody to sit here and tell me, or at least prove to me, that the Bible is complete.
Mm.
The question I'll ask you is, who wrote it? It was written by man, not by a spirit. And if it was written by man,
but maybe
if it was written by man,
inspired by the spirits of God,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that man that wrote it was not perfect,
mm-hmm.
but the men that wrote it, none of them were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who says they cannot alter or change or skip a particular irrespective of what was aspired to them? I mean, you cannot swear on that. Technically.
Mike, please. Thank you. Not this episode, please. Let's now. And speaking of controversy, because I know you're about to go there with me, Abeka. You know, I did dodge controversy, but you embrace controversy with your full chest. Why and how? I feel like you are the person that I would be if I had guts. Maybe not you exactly, but I'll probably just do very audacious things. But I probably have to think of all the
there are a lot of people that have
left
guts.
And right of the thing, but you just go ahead and do you enjoy controversy?
I don't enjoy controversy. I enjoy learning and educating people.
Okay.
Because I believe stereotype. People just like to be placed but too comfortable in our particular zones, whatever zones we are in. We're comfortable in it. And I'm not a big fan of that. I like to read. I like to study. I like to continuously keep educating myself, learning and inspiring myself and others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
Pick any topic.
Your stunts. No? I'm going to get into topic.
Okay.
Yeah. But before we go there, let's talk about your stunts, because that's something that has blown my mind in so many years. You've just been consistent with.
Right.
Why do you do these things? Like, why do you do them?
Well, I mean, it's a question I've been asked over and over and over again, and nothing, almost over and over and over and over again, I have different answers for it. But I'll give you the best one.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the attention. I love the drive. I love the creativity. I feel like it's art. I feel like it's inspiring. It's like an artist.
Hmm.
It's creative. And the word creativity, there are so many sectors and departments, right? So, and it's not just being able to create it in your mind, it's also about to pull it off.
Yeah.
So we have people that are songwriters or scriptwriters. They can just write, but they can't deliver. I like to write and deliver. You know, so it's not just about coming up with a particular stunt in my head.
Mm.
I love the act of executing it and executing it well. I mean, it gives me a rush.
So what's more important for you, the attention or the fact that as a creative, you have executed what you wanted to do in your head?
All of the above.
Yeah.
you can't take away creativity from attention.
Mm.
Even as an artist or someone that a painter, you want to paint, think it, drop it, post it, and get the attention. Meaning get the wow. Oh my God, how did you come up with this? Oh wow. You know, You need that. So it's a two-edged sword.
But you know that you're a bit on the edge.
I don't think I'm on the edge
wait,
enough.
First, wait, what I mean, you're a bit on the edge. Like, things that I, like, what the fuck?
Like what? I've never done the things I really want to do.
What goes on in your head then? Like,
well, you know how they say we're only using a particular percentage of our brain.
Yeah.
So for me, I, if possible, I'd like to really see what this brain is all about.
So when you think of these things, like where are you when you think of these things? Do you just smile to yourself like, no, that's an elaborate most part scene. That's not seven virgins I need to carry.
Right,
yeah. This, like, do you just laugh to yourself like, yeah, I'm going to do it? Don't you ever feel like, you know what, I need to tone it down. This is somebody else's wedding. I don't want the attention on me. How do people even react to you when you come to their wedding or their parties taking the shine from the door?
Good question. I like that question. Let me answer it. First of all, I don't perform anything if it's not at my personal friend's event.
Right.
The word personal,
okay,
friend, means my person. So, you know, I get a lot of people on social media saying, oh, it was my wedding, I'll throw you out. It was my... Madam, I'm not coming to your wedding. even if you invite me, I might still not come. So, I pick and choose where I go to. I go to my friend's events whereby... Because I've never told anybody that I'm coming with a stunt ever. No matter how close we are, there can always be speculation. Because I'm pretty my person, but it's maybe. But sometimes even when, the more they speculate, the more I decide to disappoint.
So it's not really about them. It's about what you want to do.
Right. You know, so sometimes they really speculate. And then my friend that opens his mouth and say, ah, Mike, my wedding is coming up. You must carry something and come on. I'm not ever going to do that.
Are there not be friends that say, you know what, Mike, I need a bit of drama?
Yes, a lot of them, but I don't.
And you have said no?
I decline. No, we will say no, just come.
Why? You like to be this person.
Yeah, but I like the act of surprise.
Hmm.
I don't want you to be expecting me. I don't want you to be... I want to come and from the security guy, the bouncer, to your parents, I want them to be like... What is this?
How do you manage reactions? Like, so, like, in real time, when people are reacting to it, how do you feel? Do you feel like, oh my God, maybe this is too much? Or
I've never felt like too much. Shit. I always just feel like it's never enough, but I get this rush. You get this tingling thing that rolls up my spine. So I'm yet to do something that I'll be like, I've outdone myself. None yet. I'm yet. But there's one thing I will not try. So let me make that. I will not do anything with caskets. Please. Yes.
But have you not done caskets before?
Never. God forbid.
Never done caskets.
Mba.
Why? But if you can do, juju priests and priestesses.
Yeah, but for me, all that is numb.
Yeah.
Casket is
really, really creepy. Yeah. But what if you get the idea that, you know what?
I've got so many ideas.
That caskets now work for this idea.
I think, if you come up with a voodoo guy, like I've had this conversation with people that because he's a voodoo guy does not mean he's evil.
Yeah.
We have just stereotyped them as evil. And that's normal, right? Whatever else I've done, dwarves, I've done it all, right? Visions, whatever, right? But casket signifies death. There's no, is it good or bad? No, it signifies death. I don't think I want to be associated with that.
Do people actually think that you're a bit occultic?
That's everyday.
In such things.
That's an everyday.
How do you deal with such accusations?
I tell them, occultism, is it bad thing?
Eh?
Let's go. We've stereotyped that too.
Yeah.
We've made the word cult bad.
You don't think it's bad?
Yeah, I mean, there are good cults out there. A cult is just a group of people coming together, having a certain belief. Let's look at the real definition and not the, you know, it's a group of people coming together, just trying. Most of religions are cults.
Right. Give me an example of a good cult.
Church.
My church, like church.
Cult.
Church.
Right.
It's my...
the thing about it is, even in our churches, there are certain secrets, there are things that they don't want you to know, there are places you don't want to enter, there are, you know what I mean? Different churches.
That's subjective to the organization.
So what is that?
But I don't think church... Would you actually really refer to the church as a cult?
No, it is.
Well, I don't think so.
No, if you're keeping it real,
yeah,
and being open and not looking at the word cult as negative from the jump, if you're being open-minded, right, you will see that it falls under that same category. That is, if you're being open-minded, you are not here trying to castigate the word, you see that a lot of things fall under that umbrella.
No, I don't think the church is the cult. I mean, so I'm not going to get into the church thing, but
we call it a gang.
No,
what is it then?
It's a group of worshippers who love God. Like, it's a group. So the church is not necessarily the organization. It's the people. It's me and you. We make the church.
So is that to call ourselves a cult? Does that mean we're bad people?
I thought we would not just call ourselves a cult.
I'm just saying, if we decide to, does that mean we're bad people?
Not really, but exactly. I just would not call the church a cult.
I'm just saying. And you know what? This thing called church, we have like 5,000 departments or different types all around the world.
Denominations.
Yes. Yeah, to me, and everybody has their own secrets. Everybody has their own battles. Everybody has the way they want to. I mean, it's in the same format like cultism. And we want to take it further down into the same church. Now you have some churches now that we're accusing them that are doing juju inside the church. We have some.
Yeah, of course we have a lot of those. Yeah.
So it's back to this cult. Because they will not tell you their secrets. They will hide some things from you. They don't want you to read this particular book. Don't open this cupboard. Don't do this. Don't do that. I mean, if we're not just being sentimental, which is something I don't like to be in everything I do in life.
Yeah.
Don't be sentimental. Don't let emotions be involved. Because sometimes when you put emotions to it, you get, you know, your mama. And then you're like, my God, my mother. No, calm down.
Your mother?
Yeah, my mother.
What about that?
What about that? Exactly. Don't get emotional. Okay. When you get emotional, it hurts. You mess up things so quick.
So you don't get emotional about
anything? I try not to.
Yeah.
I try. It's something that's subconscious of mine. I try to always hold myself back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, the people that you actually bring on, like I saw somewhere where you said that you're actually providing employment for.
Right.
How do you find them? How do you find pregnant women in Lagos? How do you find young girls who are pregnant?
Right.
Who are willing to come on? Like I saw six of them in a picture.
Right.
How do you find the dwarfs, the ones with babies in the strollers or the rollers? What do you call them? How do you find these people?
I think for me, one of my most successful stunts will be the pregnant women. Something I started off as a stunt. But for me, I would tell people most of my stunts have a storyline to it.
Yeah.
And I tend to learn something out of it. So when the pregnant woman started, a lot of people asked, where did you get this woman from? What about their husbands? What about this? And the more you ask me the questions, the more I get upset. Because I'm like, are you living in Nigeria? Do you know we're living in a poverty-stricken, a country that doesn't have employment, no job? Do you know the people? Is it because me and you are here in Lekki or just chilling and having fun? Do you know people that stay in in Ikorodu? Do you know how they live? Do you know? I mean, do you know the women that have kids? Have you gone to the market or Jolewa market before and see people just walking around? Do you ask them how they survive? How they survive? Do you ask these questions? So, a lot of the women that came on my, were a part of my show, four of them, they have husbands, they have boyfriends, been kicked away from by their family. Me and you keep forgetting that we're in a society, if somebody gets pregnant out of wedlock, even your family say, go and find your husband. Yeah. Papa's make you get out of the house. They kick you out of the house.
Yeah.
Where do you go to? You have nowhere to run to. You go to the church. They don't want to associate with you. You go to the mosque, the same thing. You go to your school, your professionals, they probably want to take advantage of you. You go to the police station. There is no place for such a lady.
So basically.
So when I started this, because it was a lady, a market woman actually, that introduced me to the whole fleet of, yes.
You have an association of...
And they don't have an association, but you know, do I want to call it an association of poor people that are pregnant? No, you know, some way, me and you see beggars on the road that are pregnant.
Right.
And I'm sure you're probably asking them how they get pregnant.
Yeah.
Who impregnated you? Yeah. You are poor. Yeah. No, we start. Let me tell you something. I told somebody the other day that me and you are the biggest crit where we criticize pregnant women.
Mm.
Knowingly or not knowingly.
Yeah.
If a pregnant woman was to walk into your office right now, you put up a job ad, want a producer, and a woman walks in and she's 6 months pregnant, you don't even ask her any other question. You just tell her, I will get back to you. You will never check her qualifications. Me and you just discriminated against that lady.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me and you. Not to talk about the country at large. So, in general, pregnant women have been discriminated even by their fellow women over the years.
Yeah.
So, I didn't expect them to get jobs. I didn't expect them to work. I didn't expect the girl that got pregnant or the wife that got pregnant, her husband doesn't have a job. She probably has 2 kids already.
Mm.
Yeah, I know you probably say, why don't she do family planning? But she doesn't have money to do family planning.
And she doesn't even know about family
planning. Right. And I'm glad I was not able to leave her out at night, one way or the other. She has used Shepway and all the rest to try to wash away and wash away. But once she enters, now she's pregnant. Even at that, the guy sees that she's pregnant and runs away from the house. How do you expect us to survive? Because there's no government plan that is out there for them.
Mm.
That helps them. There's none. There's no place, me and you know, that they say pregnant women can just go and get free antenatal. Until pregnant women came along.
So now you give them free antenatal?
Well, at least I did help the ones that I called and met a whole lot, because when I had the audition, I probably had over
30. You had an audition?
Yes.
You have audition for these people?
Yes.
It's a lie. Yeah, you get agents, but you could be the code.
I have a team of people that have worked with me over the years that, you know, you just, it's for you to go out there and tell them what to do and what you want. It is Nigeria, they will find it. You know, so I'm starting a facility somewhere after Aja. Closer to the Dangote refinery thingy. Mm-hmm. So I want to build a farm, more like a ranch, that'll be able to house 500 to 1,000 pregnant women, less privileged pregnant women. If you're pregnant, your parents have kicked you out, your husband has kicked you out, you don't have a place to stay, a place to rest, to lay your head, come to our facility, you stay there for free for 9 months. We have nurses and doctors on site that will give you free medical attention, antenatal, and at the same time, teach you a trade, so when you are done, you can be able to come back to the society and, you know, move forward. So it's probably going to be the first pregnancy woman ranch, I believe, in Africa. And I just don't want to do Nigerians alone. We're going to extend it to Ghana. So if you're in Ghana, then
you can come to Nigeria.
Just come and we'll take care of you.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's a lot of investments and capital.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's a non-profit organization. So hopefully we're going to have people that will buy into our dream.
Yeah.
And want to push it. But I think it's a great plan, because we have a lot of students that fall into the same category.
Yeah.
That's why we have a high rate of women dumping their kids in trash cans.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, you're pregnant for 9 months.
Mm.
Your parents are not there for you. Your friends totally are not there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend or your husband, or maybe you got raped, is not there for you. Everybody has left you alone. So in that 9 month period, you're looking at this as your enemy, technically. Especially when you're not matured enough mentally to know that this is actually a blessing. So because you're not mature enough, you're looking at this as your enemy. So you're like, I can't wait for you to just get out so I can dump you and...
I think that's like how teenage mothers actually feel. Teenagers feel about their kids.
A lot of them.
Because my mom had me early, and I can tell you for free that it's now that she says that she's enjoying it. Because when she was younger, like it was a big deal.
Right.
She was in like secondary school. I hope that she can allow me to share this information.
It's okay. It's fine.
She's older now. She'll be fine.
Right. I think I saw at the strip club then.
Ah, right. She was probably dancing with them. So like, she used to say, like, no, I think we were a party one day, and she's like, what is someone that greeting me, that are hugging you, that see your picky, see your picky? They were my classmates, so they were not nice to me when I was pregnant. They excommunicated me from the whole circle, and that to see my bikini, things that I go through when I'm young. And she had me and my brother early. So she was the designated bad girl.
Right. I wrote something about single mothers the other day.
Yeah, that's, I read that. So that's what I was trying to get to. Yeah, about teenage pregnancy and how there's so much shaming. Up until now, there's still shaming. Up until
tomorrow. So much. So we live in that kind of society. So tell me, how do you expect these people to move forward? And at that point, if I had called, your mom that was going through that, and she had come to my audition, somebody had told her, I know, pretty much, that madman, that this, that, that, yeah. Trisha paying them 100,000, and I just come out, and you get there, and you're like, you get there. You, you want to be part of it.
Do you put them up to 100K?
I mean, I pay them.
Mr. Mac, I need to carry baby.
You have to encourage them. You have to give them a reason to be able to go back, because their face is on social media.
Yeah.
And even though somebody's talking bad about them, they're like, they look at you and we're like, you must be, do you know what I benefited from that? Can you give me what I benefited?
Yeah.
You want to give them a confidence level.
Yeah.
To say, I'll do it over and over again if I had to.
So the same thing goes with the dwarves. And
yeah, the dwarves was an amazing one. I learned something from there that I'm sure me and you as Nigerians over the years have never learned. So I met this particular young dwarf somewhere. That's Ikoyi. You know, they were selling film movies and stuff.
Before you go on, do you have a relationship with these people after you work with them?
Yeah, I don't know.
So this is work for you guys.
It's work, and it's also building family. So some of the pregnant women on my WhatsApp every morning, they check up on me, I check up on them, have the kids, they send me pictures. We all have fun. I mean, if you can go to the club, thank God, God has blessed me. I can be able to go to the club and buy a bottle of XO Hennessy for 200,000 naira. So nothing stops me from checking my WhatsApp in the morning and somebody send me, and I send her 10, 15, 20, 50,000, whatever it is that she needs to put that extra smile on her face. One of the kids the other day, they call a video call because I bought her phone probably 4 or 5 months down the street. And she called me on video and the girl, the boy was like, daddy. And more like, no. because she doesn't have her, the dude that impregnated her is long gone. The only person that she probably, tells his young guys that, your daddy will soon call us, or let me call daddy, or, that kind of stuff. So, and he called her, there was like, daddy, and I'm like, this format don't hit me. What's the problem? Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. Blah, blah. To me, that's just joy. Anybody can call it whatever you want to call it, but you know what? That for me, that's my own 10% tied to the world, and I'm gonna do it over and over and over again, even though the social media can castigate me and say I'm chasing clout or whatever it is that they think they want to say that they think it can get to me. Sorry, it's not getting to me, because the love, attention, and affection I get from some of these things is unique.
Let's talk about clout. I mean, a lot of people say that you do things for clout.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's demystify clout.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is wrong with wanting clout?
I kept asking people that. People ask me, Mike, do you do this for clout? I said, what's clout? Is it a bad thing? Uh-huh. You clout chasing. I said, wow. Who has made that word bad?
It's just how society looks at it now, because people go to extremes for clout chasing because they want clout.
What makes it a bad thing?
Hmm.
See, that's the way my thinking is a little different. So
you do this for clout?
I love clout.
Uh-huh. I love it.
I mean, I tell people, I said, go back to our creator, my father in heaven, king of clouchism.
Tell me about it.
He loves attention. Someone that tells you, praise him day and night, has over 5,000 names, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He wants you to, he's so jealous. As his Babanla, king of clouds. And if I'm created his own image, you know what?
Because deep down, human beings like clouds.
I
don't know what somebody wants to say, but
no,
people like clout.
No, who doesn't? Who doesn't like attention? Who doesn't like, does it go to the strip? Yeah, we are so many. We have to fight for our own.
Hmm.
We are so many. You gotta fight for your own to be noticed. Even as an artist or a movie producer or whatever, You're fighting for you. You see people do, for example, when Michael Jackson, for my show, Rest in Peace, it was extreme. He needed to let people know he was different. He didn't want to be, he did things, he tried as much as possible to exemplify himself. Will you call him a cloud chaser? No.
I feel like naturally when you just decide to stand out,
right,
you automatically attract clout.
Clout, yeah.
But then again, like, I feel like social media and generally society is frowns upon, or frowns at people who just intentionally go out of their way to do things that are not exactly
normal.
Okay, this is how I think about this, right?
Okay.
I feel like clout, healthy amount of clout is decent. And that's why we work so hard. That's why artists and creatives work this hard. But there's some people who make it a point of duty to create drama, to create scenarios where it's just for clout.
Okay. For me,
Once line comes to you, you going out of your way to create it and create drama.
Give me one that you think is healthy or that wasn't created. There's no clout that's not created.
Okay, so let's say clout from your work. So, for example, if you win the Grammys, for example,
yeah,
that's healthy clout from your work.
But I can tell you that if they give you the opportunity to pay for that Grammy, you will probably have paid for it. So you, but it's not. So you worked over the years, and trust me, if they ask you, what do you want this year? You probably keep telling them, I want the Grammys. I want the Grammys. Because you want that notary. You want that people to notarize and recognize you in that particular industry. So for me, it is still you looking. Some clouds are easy to get. Some are not. Some over the years, literally like the Oscars, has to come to you literally over the years on experience of what you must have done, blah, blah, blah. Some you can get it. Some you can work for it. I know people that do stuff on social media and they pay the blogs to post your stuff.
Yeah.
The word cloud has different categories. I'll tell you something that was, even as a creative guy, I'm like, this is cloud, but for me, that's even as creative, I've never thought about it. So I saw this new song that's just been causing problem all over the whole place. Fucked up here and there. And
song is mad.
I'm telling you.
You never fuck up.
Yeah, in the air. Has it in the air. And they've been quite creative. But this girl put a pot of ogbono soup. That's creative.
How is that creative?
Good question. You know, it's just what you see is the egusi soup and her defying herself. The question is, could you have thought about it? No. If they gave you 10 opportunities to think about something to do with that particular song, would that thought had come to your head at any point? No. That's creative.
That's what...
That is. And if you were in a competition and they were actually going to be creative about, you know, you'd be thinking about maybe point what time. You didn't think of point of bottle soup that had Isha and Kanda. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. You know, as much as nasty. No. That would give
us extreme though.
That's a 10 over 10 for me.
Pretty Mike.
If that was a competition, she had won.
I think you're a very different person.
Wait, if that was a competition,
I'm not saying she go win. No, that girl will win. She don't win. Chase out. That
no, place. She don't win. Finish.
If they did judge the competition, because I think we're very different.
Yes, people. Everybody will have been like, where did this? I was like, when they were creative, where did the idea come from? How did you think of it?
No, but I think there's also clouds will make sense and clouds will not make sense.
So that will not make sense. The question is, she has been the only one to do it. A lot have not tried it. So it's not common. Everybody was doing the water one and doing it. Oh, yeah. But that was like unique. Stood out.
Yeah.
And nobody else has tried it.
I mean, I'm from people standing out. I feel like people who go out of their way to just exist outside of the norm is great. But sometimes I'm just like,
Like which one again? The other girl, tried. She after she seen this girl pour egusi soup, she tried to pour pepper. Granny pepper. And she started shouting, my eyes.
So, for you, like, what what do you need clout for? Is it to pull people in? Is it to seen? Is it to be to promote your business? Is it to, what do you need?
Beautiful question.
Yeah.
Beautiful question. To some people, clout means different things. So you can do that to promote your business, but more so sometimes to promote your self-esteem and ego. Sometimes it does not have to generate to cash. So I'll give you a perfect example. If you wear a banging outfit, it's not bringing you any money. It's not bringing you anything.
Yeah.
When you go out to the awards or to the party and everybody's like, you just clap, come in there.
I feel like look, all of us are clapped.
Yes.
Because.
So you wore this outfit and, but you did it to make yourself feel good.
Yes.
And the self-esteem, the confidence.
Yes. Nobody did, yeah.
But that's chasing clout.
That's chasing clout.
Technically.
Would you agree that that's chasing clout?
Pure.
You think that's chasing clout?
Why did you wear a cloth that was with cape and ripped cloth and ripped jeans?
I mean, that's what you would do, but.
Yeah, you would do it.
I know a big three people follow me, but. I feel just. So yeah. Let me say my own thing when I dress like that. I feel like it helps my confidence and yes. How I want to be seen.
That's the profit from the clout chasing.
And I hate to admit that, actually, that's a bit of clout chasing. Let me tell you why I hate to admit this. Yeah. And this is me being honest on my show. I really go out of my way to speak to my stylist or whoever is involved. Right. Like, you know what? To make it as I arrive.
Yes.
They must also person don't come.
Yes.
But it's healthy because it's for my career.
No, I'm saying. So, back to the benefits, right? So, it differs. Some you get instant. Some you don't.
Yeah.
And trust me, if you step out and get to that occasion, someone like, what's this nonsense you're wearing?
It kills. You don't even know. That's why I don't even follow this. What do they call them? Fashion critic talk. Because I don't have any critics.
Never mind them. Those are stereotypes. I don't read comments anyways.
You don't?
No, I stopped doing that 5-6 years ago.
Is that why you have the audacity to do more things? Because you're not really.
But I keep asking people, even some of my friends are in the business, why read comments?
Why don't you need to read comments? No. I mean, I know why I shouldn't read comments for myself personally.
I don't read comments. I mean, I might read some of the blue ticks that are my friends that I know that are, you know, but if you go to blogs, imagine me to leave my page, now go to
what they're saying about you,
to a particular blog's page, to read their comments.
But you're never curious about what people think about you.
I think people just go out of their way to also, let me say, in the comment section on most of the bloggers, everybody you see there is chasing clout.
Really?
Yes, that's a different department of clout chasing. So you can see this. A young man, first young man to get all A's in whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say Sunday post. You see 1,000 comments of abuse.
True.
The question, does he deserve an abuse? No, but why? They're chasing clout. Some people say comments just to go off.
Yes, yeah, so
they can get the attention.
Really?
Really?
Do you think people actually just sit down?
Yeah.
And say, you know what, today?
That's their own cruise.
That's mental.
Yeah. That's their own cruise.
But like my own thing is that when you sit down and do all of these things, it hurts other people. But you are chasing.
That's their own fun. That's the society we live in. That's why sometimes social media needs to be censored. I have a female friend. I'm not going to call her name. She's a lawyer, very intelligent, very beautiful. Well, has 5 accounts. If you come to her page, yeah. She's
not them.
But now she be queen. Of attack.
Yes.
She just loves it. If you're going this direction, she's going this direction. Just, it gives her a drive.
So basically, like, I feel like people should start learning not to be so bothered about the comments.
Yes.
Because most of the time, it's not
very
intentional.
Very important. I tell people, when I do things, right, and they're like, why don't those comments bother? I say, they don't bother me. The only time a comment will bother me is if the comment is taking food out of my mouth. So let's say I pull off a stunt and I go to my account balance and it's reducing, then it should bother me.
Exactly.
But every time I do something and people are talking, I check my balance.
Less. I'm so just gonna get there, right? So aren't you ever worried that, you know what, at some point, like, these things that I do, or if I get to do more of the things that I really want to do, it will affect my bag or my relationship with people who can give me this bag, or they will start to see me a certain way, or your friends and allies, are they always just riding with you and saying, no matter what he does, where is
that? I've had my very, some of my very good intimate friends and just saying, Mike, you don't need Chris. But, you know, they come around.
Hmm.
They come around. So.
Why?
Because they text now, sit down with me the next day or 2 days from now and be like, yeah, right.
I'm shocked that you're this person.
Right. So, some of my friends that are, we're quite close. I mean, sometimes, yeah, I mean, especially when you have a wife or something, they're friends. Oh my God, is there, have you seen this? Is good. Just talks. You know, I play when they know you're close to me, so you get a lot of calls. So whenever I put my stunts, my friends say, put your phone on, do not disturb, because the calls will be, that your friend, that your friend, that your mind, that your guy, that kind of thing, right? So some of them enjoy it. Some of them are even waiting for me to pull a stunt so their phone can ring. You know, like, but some don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
The drama is too much. Which is one of the reasons why I don't put my family members in social media. If you go, you can't see my parents, my mom, my dad, my sisters. I don't put anybody on. So I believe you don't see them, you don't know them, you can't troll them, or you can't go and say one thing about, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's just me. I'm out here doing my thing.
I feel like you've figured out social media and the metrics and what it is to keep us talking, and you know the timelines and what to do. It's just amazing, because even we will be content creator, I don't think that I know these dynamics as much
social
as
social media can be predicted. And I've learned that over the years. It so can be predicted. Yeah. So there are certain things you can do or say and it will click.
Right.
And there are also certain things you can do or say and don't worry, it's not going to click.
Is that why you put out a lot of think pieces or opinions, because your captions are very lengthy, and I screenshotted a couple of them because I really wanted to
ask.
Let's talk about some of your captions. Okay, sorry, my stylist. Okay. This one says, where are my screenshots? Just give me a second. I'm speaking the language of facts when I say that women with surgically enhanced bodies, aka thick bomb, are in better and happier relationships than women with natural bodies.
100 of 100.
How and why?
Facts. You know, the problem with our society is me and you have started thinking that women with surgical or that have done liposuction and that they are call girls.
Well, that's the Nigerian society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, they're not. So we have a lot of women right now that have done their bodies that have nothing to do with the streets.
Yeah.
Now, I think in the last 3 years, I'm not going to call names, but for the last 3 years, I've encouraged my friends that are married, 11 of their wives, to do a liposuction.
Yeah.
And I can tell you for a fact that their marriages, they are more happier, they have more fun. It's electrifying. The feedbacks I get is, you know, I have a friend of mine, he has 2 kids, they're done with having kids.
Yeah.
And I finally convinced the wife, I'm like, you know what's good, dude?
She's you like, convinced the wife?
Yeah, I convinced the wife. Like, because sometimes they need, some people just need a little push.
Yeah.
You know? So I come in, I'm like, don't worry, I'll take you to the doctor. So they don't know how to go, where to go. They don't know how to start. They don't know how to start a conversation with their husband.
Yes.
But
yes.
Forgetting the fact that their husband is still young, got money, outside, out there, parties, and you know, how do you think he's not going to have not one, not two, not three, but a gazillion side chicks, especially with the amount of so many beautiful girls we have, like, every day.
Yeah.
So I convinced her, she didn't know where to go, how to start. So I told her, I convinced the husband to pay for it. He said, Mike, I'll pay for it. But I don't want to, sometimes guys don't want to be bothered with the taking care of the, because they believe they're too busy. They don't want to be hearing, oh, my leg, my back. Oh, they don't want to hear all that. They just, you know, because they probably, it's something they went through when maybe they, their wives were pregnant. They, you know, sometimes they don't like it. Forget about what we put, the facade we put on social media, like that are caring. No, 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 no. Most guys don't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
They want to run away from it, you know. So I told the guys, don't worry, I will be there. I'll be there to handle everything. So I encouraged her. She told her mom to come over and stay with the kids. I thought this is going to be a 3 months intense, you know, but don't worry, we'll get together.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward. All that was done. Hers went successful, blah, blah, blah.
It's nuts.
The guy calls me, because my very good friend, Mike, I don't know what you give this to my wife. The thing, though, he said he would never have thought of in a billion years that he would come back home. As he gets home, the wife comes down naked.
Lovely.
And he's like,
what's he defend for outside? Come where?
And he's like, and he's like, where are the children?
They're with the mom.
He's like, I've sent them to so and so for the weekend. It's just me and you. And, you know, that's something that a regular wife that has two kids that stomach's probably big will never, ever
confident enough to come out like
exactly.
that.
Never do.
It's so interesting that this thing you just said, I have friends who say that, you know what, I'm done with my baby. I'm done with giving birth. My husband is paying. And it's now a thing now because even men want to, their wives to look like.
Right. They want to.
And also it helps. I feel like, some of these women, when you marry them, they were hot. They were in their prime when you married them.
Exactly.
Now they have a few kids for you. They look different from what you bargained for from the beginning. Now you want to turn your back from them and be going to the streets.
The guy went as far as saying, after they've gotten married and all that, blah, 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 he can't remember requesting for head from his wife.
Huh.
Anyway, so what they do is, one of those, I'm inside the cover.
Yeah.
You come in and you want to quickly get it and come on.
Yeah.
You're not experimenting balcony and the rest because even the lady is not feeling confident enough.
Yeah.
With the whole stomach and everything.
Yeah.
You know, to be doing acrobatic moves.
Hmm. This is a conversation that people don't have enough.
Exactly. But now she's done with lipo. Right from the stairs, this guy started giving it. All through the day and night, she's walking around naked. And you're looking at something nice.
So before you even got there, you're already exhausted with the moon inside.
Madam, don't.
So when you go out to the club, you're not even seeing anybody. You are satisfied.
How?
We need to talk about this.
You know,
Fresh and Blood did not reveal this. Thing.
Exactly. And then he feels because the body is banging. He feels like, you know what? He likes to take her out now.
Mm.
So he takes her out most times. And what kills him is when he takes her out, he tells her to wear the shortest, the most, everything.
Then people can't define her.
People start begin to toast the girl like, hey, hi. And even his friends that don't know that she's that banging now.
Yeah.
Hi, what's up? How you doing? Only. I don't know, sir. You know me.
From where?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they see the husband back there. Right?
It helps their ego too.
The man is loving it.
I feel like we're just under the weight of
skin. You know, the man is loving it. The wife goes to takes the kids to school, Chrisland. In the morning, she pulls up in the Range Rover, wearing her bum shorts, comes down, boom, boom, blah, blah, whoop, you know, pop,
mom.
Right, you know? So, will you say she's not happier in her marriage, in her relationship, than that one that probably wears wrapper in the morning, covers up, like, you know, she's like, every day she hates it. Even when she can't open her body in the mirror and like, she can't walk around the house naked.
Yeah.
Anytime she's naked in the bathtub, comes out, she puts her towel.
Yeah. And I always say this, that, you know what, sometimes, like, yeah, maybe a few women do it to attract men, but at the end of the day, doing your body, sometimes it's just how the woman really feels about herself. It's not really about any externals.
It's
just, I want to wake up in the morning and my waist is snatched. I look good in an outfit.
Right.
Even me maybe guys, if I see a good gym, because that's quite close, I know if you wear, if I look a certain way.
This, my friend, I'm talking about, once in a while, the lady, the wife says, ah, babe, girls night out, we're going out, BBW bar or something. With the girls.
Yeah.
Not for once has he ever not gone to join her.
Because like, he can't leave his property out
there. You know what I'm saying? So, unlike before, ladies and gentlemen, even an opportunity for him to go and
can you imagine? Mess around.
Because he knows nobody's looking at this one.
Wow! Women have changed the game more.
Exactly.
They are back on top.
Heavily. And they need to recognize it, and they need to take advantage of it, and they need to stand on it, and yes. Be firm.
Yes.
I tell people, you can be intelligent, you can be smart, you can be everything you want to be. But there's an advantage when you step into the room and everybody first does this. Looks at you.
Hmm.
When you now speak, trust me, everybody's listening. But because you did your body doesn't necessarily mean you're a street girl and a shower. No, people should remove that thought from their mind. I tell people it's also some, I'm not saying everybody should do their body, but if at some point, I mean, it's, you should encourage. It's the new wave, it's new technology. I mean, you're not going to be using an iPhone 7 when it's iPhone 13.
No, but this is your body. Can't use that analogy for.
I'm using it because you know what?
Yeah.
Most of our celebrities that we looked up to way back
have
been doing it. And
we just did not know.
I mean, Beyonce will not begin today. The next day, she's snatched and on stage.
Are you trying to accuse my Beyonce? Thing. There's no Beyonce slander. Beyonce is natural. There's nothing that has ever gone through. Let's just leave Beyonce as she is. Don't taint my memory of Beyonce. Beyonce is our perfect.
All of them have gone under the knife one way or the other. The question is how extreme.
Yeah.
It's a norm. Me and you are not looking under the knife as something. Well, no, for them it's a norm. In fact, trust me, from as they give birth, that very day they are removing fat. So you can as well go through the pain of the giving birth and the fat removal at the same time.
Because even Jim knows how many days. So women will just be so angry after Jim, giving birth to children.
One of the most stubborn things is fat.
It's so stubborn. If I can't do surgery, I go to
see.
What is why they do for everything for money? If I eat small amala, I don't go back.
Yes. It's taxing.
To normalize surgery for men.
Yeah. So I see most of them as in our celebrities overseas. Trust me, that's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, ass on point. I mean, a high person should not be one particular size.
Kim.
All year round.
Yeah, it's not even deep.
No more.
Jesus.
As in, no, I don't want to be
Kim. I like the level of perfection.
Yes.
I really like being perfect. I really like looking
good. So for me, I would tell people, as human beings, even when God created us, he gave us mechanics, which are the doctors. Right? And those doctors know how to put our body together. The question is, we're not informed enough to know that. Because you know, people always have, they rather give you the negative part. Oh, no, this one can do this. I'm like, people have been doing their breasts for years. From silicone to, they have all kinds of technology have come up in trying to get this breast perfected.
Yeah.
They still haven't gotten it. But they're still doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, same thing with the body.
Amazing. Okay, I have another one that you... Just have to let me exhaust this thing with
the mic.
This one is... Okay, yeah, this one is so important. There's something about not being contented. At some point in time, it will bite you in the ass or sooner. I know toxic make you not aspire to perspire. It's about young folks, right?
Right.
The part that got me is times are hard and people are desperate, more desperate than I've seen in a long time, especially young folks. Folks say it's pressure, but I don't think it's pressure. They want to fly when they should be crawling, forgetting that life is a process. They're so eager for the soft life without regard for the time and effort that it takes to get there. All they want is shortcuts and instant results. For that, there will be always people that will prey on them who need to be wary and watchful. Times are tough and it will likely get tougher in the forthcoming elections.
Right. Well, so that had to do with all the ritual killings we've seen.
Yeah.
The magnitude of ritual killings and some of the stories we're hearing that are quite confusing and crazy.
Yeah.
For example, how can a mother tell an older brother to kill his younger brother? For ritual.
Where It happened in Nigeria?
Yeah, it was out there. It was out there on the blogs. You know, the mother encouraged the older brother to kill the younger one. Now, when I'm talking about younger one, older one, this is talking about brothers like 20 and the other one is like 16 or 17. And he did. It wasn't like maybe he did. He's right. Google it. You know, so that's...
the level of poverty.
Yeah, that's... So I'm like, the society is getting worse.
It's really tough.
You know, me and you are seeing young people 13, 14 already thinking of, you know, performing, doing all kinds of stuff. You know, so the society has gone so bad. Our morals are zero. Mm. But I think more so is because of, you know, with social media, it's going, I tell people that there's the disadvantage and the advantages. Mm. Right? But for me, there's going to be more disadvantages than advantages if you're not properly guided. Mm. Right? When we grew up, and one of the reasons why me and you are the way we are is I don't think we're only trained by our parents. It was
community.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but now people are being trained by the community on social media.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, I was seeing this thing somewhere that I feel like the major issue, I mean, Instagram is a blessing. It can also be a curse because I feel like everybody thinks that we are all on the same level.
Right.
That's why I would say a person like who has been hustling since Uno days.
Right.
Who's driving a certain car.
Right.
And I'm a 21-year-old who's on social media. I post some nice pictures. I just really want to level up.
Right.
So I'll do anything for me to...
to get to that level.
I don't know. There's 10 years or 15 years of work in between my 21-year-old self and you.
Right.
And it's so crazy now because I'm just like... even me, I'm... okay, I'm just like, I'm pressured to as well. I have to remind myself what the
everybody thing is pressured. I tell you, when I say pressure, it's from every, let's take it to high ups. High ups meaning our politicians, may you still see, they still do their thing.
Yeah.
There's pressure, even in that department, even as billionaires that they are, they still do funny things.
Yeah.
To either match up or to increase. Bring it all the way down to the streets. I've met girls, because I have a lot of female friends, that will tell me, ah, Mike, it'll be the same. Fuck, this girl don't buy Vela. And not I'm true. Like, and somebody will tell her, I know, now they use so buff. So it's like, shut up. That's not what it is. Ah, they use what's on the one Kayamata. Oh, shit. That's why Kayamata is one of the biggest sellers. There was a boom.
Propaganda.
It boomed. Behind. It is dropping now, but it boomed at a point. Like
people started businesses off.
Oh, people made billions.
See what?
It's a good question. It's a yes and a no question.
It work.
It's a yes and a no.
Yeah,
so the yes is yes. It works. They've got it from the right source.
What does it exactly do? Does it make?
Well, whatever it is that you want it to do, it makes the guys want to make their money and probably give you all their heart desires or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think there's somebody, as I don't work hard rich,
yeah,
we could just drink something, come to say I will give up?
Yeah, that's like being hypnotized.
With what?
That's like being hypnotized. So for me, in as much as I want to be man, ego, and think, my father will always tell me this, Mike, do you believe in God? I'll be like, yes. Do you believe in the devil? I'll be like, yes. That means there's something out there. The question is, how easily and readily available is it?
Mm.
So, are there good? There's good. There's evil? There's evil. But how common is it? So meaning, are there the people that will make you hypnotize and he did it, but maybe one in 500 million is not easily available.
The Kayamata itself, because I really don't know about it, right?
Yeah, Kayamata itself
is... I think it was... it's an adjustable that you can just take in and...
there are so many types. So I think there are so many departments.
So there's some that have like spiritual power.
Yes. Tolu will know of all these things now. She's your producer. She has...
Tolani.
Yeah, Tolani.
Because it's her boyfriend. Yes. Really serious.
Yes.
The boy not really vamo.
Not even that. She has some sister that is true that she's holding to work.
Please don't give her bad press. I bet she's in a serious relationship. She's dying where she's now.
She's not
a sugar daddy girl, but she has... potentials.
Okay.
To kayamata some people into.
Right. Right.
But actually, no one use them. But remember, say Bobrisky talks, say good girl, they pee.
Right.
Maybe she could reconsider.
I don't think I'm. Because I sent for Kilox one day.
Ah! She go to Kilox. We'll find out after the show.
It is you that I don't know.
I'm the good boy. I think I also think that I don't do overdo this good boy thing. Maybe I need to switch a bit.
If it's not you, it's not you. If it's not in you, it's not in
I
you.
I get exhausted.
If it's not part of you, it's not part of you.
But I want to be so bad.
If it's not in your lineage to blow or to be successful by being a bad boy, trust me, it can never be you.
Wow.
You can't force it. So that's why you see some girls, I'm going to use girls as an example, in probably the same line of business, some successful, more successful than others. Some probably with the same guy than making more money from that particular guy. It's not just, I want to be bad. It has to do with your personality, your attitude, your demeanor, the way you carry yourself, your persona. You know, someone can walk into the room and be like, I don't like this guy. There's some people that you meet naturally and be like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
You didn't do them anything. That's not you. Don't force it. And there are some people you meet and you're like, I like this person. You don't even know the person. Yeah, you feel like dashing the person money already.
Yeah.
There's some people that fall into that category. Yeah.
So kayamata.
Kayamata.
Has it worked for you?
It can't work for me.
Please. So how you tend to say they work for other people? So like, there's not been any baby don't come miss you one more.
I don't think I'm rich enough for anybody to want to use kayamata on me.
Really? How much are they looking for here?
This is what they define. They want to buy a house on Moon.
Is kayamata that expensive?
No, it's not. It's quite pricey, depending on what your definition of expensive is. But it works for some people. For me, it's an aphrodisiac, so it's a psychological thing. It's like somebody giving you something and being like, you don't start this talk show. And every time you're doing this talk show, sit down on it, blah, 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 blah. It will work. Right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, that day you meet Tony Elimelu and you're thinking that's that stuff that they gave you.
Yeah. But also because your mind is positioned that, you know what?
Right.
The universe is going to bring things.
Right. So I think it's almost like the same way. I'm sure you don't like this conversation. Similar like the church sometimes. Sometimes pastors use this. Yeah. It's almost similar. It's a mind thing.
Yeah.
Because it's being thrown out to the public. So it throws out to like 1,000 people. Trust me, the 100 that coincidentally will also convince maybe another 500 people. So, you know, at the end of the day, it looks like it's kind of working. Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, so I have one last one from your social media. I really like this one because I feel like it's something that I've been trying to do. I believe it's important we once in a while have a social media detox. A day, a week, whatever works for you. Touch base with reality, real friends, family, real support system. Listen to relevant issues between social media. Because social media has a way of distracting you from important things. When last did you watch CNN, Abby, even pick up a newspaper? I'm sure your replies will be, it's my phone, but for some reason, that's one of the apps you hardly use or open. Yeah. I will ask you the latest. Okay, so basically, social media ain't all that bad. I would say it's a double-edged sword. Just make sure you're the one controlling how you use it and not controlling you. This is a good topic to talk about because, bro, the level of anxiety, despair and sadness that is permitting itself on social media is crazy.
It's crazy. It's getting worse.
Yeah. I've met some young people who say they're just sad, they don't know what they're doing. And I just feel like, also because the level of information that we have in our hands and our back pockets and our pockets, it's a lot. I don't think God intended the world to be in our faces like this one, like this. We're seeing everybody's successes, and nobody's exactly sharing their failures or their downtimes.
They can't.
It's all beautiful pictures of life.
That's all you see. And that's why I wrote a caption probably a year ago. I said, everybody, including me, on social media, is fake. And people came up with questions. I'm like, why? I'm like, well, the reason why we are all fake or have, percentage of thickness in us is how come nobody takes pictures and posts the bad ones?
So why would you post the bad ones?
Yeah, but is that not you?
Well, that one's
definitely. Exactly.
When you, when you open your front camera, you don't even like the thing that you see there.
Thank you. So, but that's you. That's really who you are.
Yeah.
Right? But at no point does anybody want to accept that out of 10 pictures, 5 is ugly and 5 is pretty. You don't want to post it. You'll never have never for once
with your best foot forward
posted the bad ones. Nobody. Ever.
Facts. I can delete an entire picture.
Exactly.
If I don't like the pictures, I'm always...
So, technically, that's not you. So, basically, and this cannot be you all the time.
First, my telling you what?
Yeah.
Go for
it. Yeah.
You know what my stylist
okay.
We did shoot. So, we're shooting in the house as opposed to outside and this thing. So, we did bathroom. Now, bathroom, they shoot the picture. I see they do.
Yeah, they flex.
That will I say, wait.
Yes.
It's a relaxed. I said, but I'm relaxed.
Exactly.
But only when I saw myself, I was like,
yes.
Because I can never be caught on friends.
Exactly.
There's so much pressure, bro.
You know? So technically, directly or indirectly, we try to exhibit perfection.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yes.
That's where the exhaustion comes from.
You see a cameraman, you call him, he takes you like 30 pictures. You got now pick 2.
Yeah.
Because your smile was not like this. Your head is not like this. This
are you really lucky that if me, Timmy San, I pick 2?
You know?
Because so, I don't even like anyone.
Exactly. So, that's a high level of fakeness in all of us.
I know that.
Because people have, well, just taking one picture and post whatever it is.
No.
You know? Which is actually, I mean, the picture is not me, it's not you, it's us.
Yeah, but I get it.
But, you know, so the pressure is from all angles. Me saying people should take a break from social media, one, you wake up in the morning, you're looking for your phone before you get up bed.
It's not even praying.
And sometimes that, you going through your different messages keeps you in bed longer than that.
It does.
You know, because on a normal day, you would have probably just jumped up. But now you're in bed, you're on your phone. Before you even brush your teeth, you're on your phone. You now decide to go use the restroom, take the shit. You're on your phone. Now you will stay longer taking a shit because you're on your phone.
And that can lead to like other things. You know, it's so funny that there's some days that I wake up and I can't be on social media the entire day. I'm a content creator, so I mean,
it's never about
I just feel like there's so many things that I've lost in between. And we're less connected because
reality,
we are out.
Yes.
We are on our phones. We don't talk to each other anymore. We think that we're talking to each other every other time because we exchange DMs and
DM messages. DMs, highest.
But also, even when we're at dinner or lunch, everybody's.
Right.
That's why we're
dinner, so lonely. Lunch, parties, we're on our phone. Yeah. We don't. Back to me saying something about, I don't remember, I honestly can't remember, even as a content creator that you're, I don't remember when you went last to CNN.
I follow CNN.
I'm just saying, the percentage of people. Nobody knows the world news. The highest you know is what was posted on one of the blogs.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really knows.
I feel like that's because, social media is replacing traditional media. That's what I think. But even at that,
unlike before, I used myself as a perfect example because I like information. So, like before, I can almost tell you almost all the presidents in most of the countries. I can tell you who their vice was. I can, you know, like back in the days when someone like Condoleezza Rice, you know, so the person that's replaced her now, you don't know her.
Yeah, but she was so popular at the time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that because that position is a big position.
Yeah.
But the person that's replaced, and the reason why me and you knew her was. CNN. We used to watch the news. We used to. Right now, the person that has replaced her, me and you don't know.
No, so I feel like also because social media gives us very niche content. So if you're really focused on that, you probably would know who will replace her.
But I'm saying nobody. There's nobody in Nigeria that's focused on this. The only thing people are interested in now, and that's a high percentage of Nigerians, right? Even the extremely smart ones.
Gossip. Bad news.
Now, if they don't want to do bad news, they want to do skits.
because we need to laugh. It's a tough country.
Before that, Uncle, we used to be all right.
Yeah,
it has, because it's a drive that has taken out. I mean, go to the offices. Workers, everybody's watching the skit. Everybody's
true.
It's not because it's a tough country and we need to laugh. Even most of 9 times out of 10, you can't laugh out loud in your office. But that's just what's available now. Because even without that, before we survived.
This honestly, we're not connected. The times when you go and visit your friend randomly, you would go to, you see Google your friend, say, what you did?
Yeah.
And they call your ass, and I cook.
I still remember when they make my midnight call. Now, we do midnight call those days, bro. From 12 to only
we used to be very connected. I feel like the more connectivity that we have, the less connected that we are. Because, and also like, I think social media is just too much info at us at ego.
It is.
It's too much info at us at ego.
It is. A lot of people can't handle it.
Yeah.
Trust me, there was a therapist now. A lot of people have to go in some kind of therapeutic because of either what they've seen on social media or what they're, you know. So, but for me, I just think everybody can make the best out of it. There's so much that's going on.
Yeah.
One of the topics, since you've picked out all the topics from my writer, one of the ones that I'm intrigued about is the one about, I think one time I said, I think I was trying to let people know that someone's wife or husband can actually be your future or dream partner.
Yeah.
And you need to go for it.
Right? You said that?
Yeah, I said that.
Why?
Because it's the fact.
So you also said that 70% of the wives in Lekki have side guys or something.
Oh, that's normal. That's a different. That's a,
do you really believe that?
I know it. I'm in the industry. Should we call names? I know it. It's a thing of I know.
I feel like I'm really sleepy. I'm just sleeping and waking up in this. Like, I don't know what did happen.
They choke. They even get WhatsApp group.
You know how family side giggle.
They never threw you into the circle yet.
What do I need to do? Do I need to audition for this people?
I'm telling you.
Not like I really want to do it. I just want to feel the safest in the toast.
They plenty. There's a quick fix. You know, there's a lot.
But I don't think it comes out as much as the men's.
No, the men on is like everybody has made it a norm now. Like, man's supposed to get side chick, blah, 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 blah. But the women is more private, is more hidden, is more cultic.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway. Every pun intended.
Yeah. But the guys really drum. But now our guys too. We know them. They plenty of them.
It's wild. I mean, my producer is nudging me to. I don't know why you want to end this conversation. Let me just touch on some. I'm really inspired by, you know, one of the things that inspires people generally is the bravery to do you. So no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, people can connect.
Right.
So you just being brave and just going out of the norm to say, I'm going to do what I like to do. And that's what you do. That's why I find you very interesting that no matter what is said about you, the next day you come out with your group of, of people and give us the whole show.
You cannot let anybody put you down, especially when you know that the life ahead is still a long journey.
Yeah.
So I keep telling people, don't think life has started or has ended. The journey is still so far. And that's why I applaud our parents sometimes, because I keep wondering how they do it. 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and want to keep pushing. You know, so we just started and we're thinking, you know, every now and then my father calls me, and if he calls me once or twice and I don't pick up forever, when I do pick up, it's like, Pretty Mike, you're letting this Pretty Mike name get to your head, buddy. I'm like, Dad, I've been busy. Say, busy kill you there. He's like, what do you mean? What busy? What are you busy? Are you too busy? Do you know what it takes to have 7 kids, put them through primary school, secondary school, university? You know, Dad, come on, chill now. What's in
it? But it's true. If you think about it.
It's a lot. It's a point. Major point.
I don't think we give our parents enough credit for the lives that they led.
We don't. Not only we don't, we can't.
We
can't, because it's also a thing of when you know how sometimes you know you're doing the wrong thing, But subconsciously, like, anyway, just this once. So you still do it. So that's one of the reasons why we don't give our parents enough credit. We make it look like it's a given, it's a must, it's part of what God said they must child do it. No, they didn't have to, because I've left us.
And a lot of us can't even raise kids now. Like, we are still trying to raise ourselves, let alone even, let's not even get into that, but it's just
heavily trying to raise ourselves.
Some days I left, I had picking journey with my own mental problems.
Five. I get that with the madam.
Some days I don't want to talk to that child. I might not want to talk to that child on some days, I'm just still your own.
No.
Exist as your own
reason human being. Why they had so much fear, we had so much fear for some of our parents. Like my dad now, there's a particular living room. You don't go to the living room when he's for what? When you hear a horn like this, you are running.
He probably just wanted to be in that living room alone.
Because we were scattered everywhere.
Right.
Where that mess, have you been with kids 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old? Have your friends have kids?
But my own thing is that if we knew better, I think we would have acted better, because some of us don't also know why they beat us. They just say, come on, get out from here. But they probably just wanted to chill by themselves with their friend. Maybe smoke something. They don't want us to know that they're smoking something or drinking.
I say this before I wrap up.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor, got twins, 5 years old girls, 7 year old boys. Four.
That's a lot.
Now they're 5 and 7. Mm. So when they were like 3 and 5,
chaotic.
The man and woman will leave their house, come and stay in my house. Like a baby, we'll just watch Netflix. He has 2 maids, and the wife's mother is there, but
it's not enough.
The drama for her house or something. So sometimes, even when I'm not at home, you come on the phone. Hello, am I there? I'm like, no. Ah, what do you have? I say, like, go to your house, but you know there. No, I say, go. My cook, they just enter, no problem. Oh, just relax. I'll come back, I'll see them, I'll catch them, they have slept off.
Wow.
I'll come back at night like 11. Then my couch, they've slept off. Watching TV. I'm like, I mean.
Yeah.
They just want to get away. They don't want to go too far.
Hmm.
Right? But they just
need a break.
Need like 3 hours.
Hey God, how will I raise kids that do this state of? Because I really just, I don't know why I just did.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
And that's why some of them will have, anyway, let's not even get into
we'll
that.
We'll figure it.
Shout
out to all of them.
Killing it. It's not easy to actually raise it. I believe in these times.
At all. So imagine if your parents, if you were a parent and you had a kid like me, you and Chloe.
I think I would be the one that would keep our parents together. Yeah. Because yeah, Chloe is like palpitations every day. Ah, Coco.
I'm telling you.
Maybe two of you are not going out.
That will all come out like 1 week.
So what have they done again? What are they in the blocks for again? Imagine.
Why? It'll be crazy.
It's amazing. It's thank you for coming on the show. I feel like we need to talk about more things, but
sure.
We don't have all the time. So maybe in the next season
you can
come and you must have dropped some hot things, all takes on Instagram. So, for last time, we can invite you again. But anyway, it's been great having you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.